Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Morning Show with your host, Phil Huff. And this week, Julie Calamine's off backpacking. So I have a stand-in guest host. Joanne, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Joanne Royans. I've been working with KRFY of 91 again. It's going to be 7 degrees. Going up to a high of 91 again. It's going to be 7 degrees. Going up to a high of 91 again. It's going to be hot out there. Unfortunately, it's still pretty hazy. And the most important thing is to stay cool today.
All right. Well, we've got, like I said, a pretty full show. So we've got several people in the studio with us during the first half. We'll take a music break midway, and then we'll bring in another round of artists and organizers. With us right now, we have Whitney Palmer from the Schweitzer Studio Gallery. Good morning, Whitney.
Yes, thanks for having me.
And we have Chris Dills from Infinity Gallery. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Good to see everyone.
And T. Kurtz from the Gabe Gable Studio.
Yes, good morning. How are you today?
We're all doing wonderful. We're so glad to have you here. Summer is such a busy time, and there are so many things to look forward to that I know, like a lot of people, I mark my calendars, and I know August is here when the festival starts and when the artist studio tour brochures are out, and we start planning on our trip, which ones to go where. So why don't we start off with, Whitney, why don't you tell us a little bit in general about this year's artist studio tour?
Right. So we have, about 18 artists, and there's different regions. There's south of town, Sagal area, there's the Sandpoint area, and then there's north of town and Hope. So the idea of the tour is you pick up a brochure and you get to go drive around and check out some scenic areas of Sandpoint and look at different artists' work.
And the tour occurs over which days?
It's August 11th to the 13th and 18th to the 20th. So the next two weekends coming up, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And are all the studios open at the same time?
It should be 11 to 5.
11 to 5, okay. Mm-hmm. So tell us if someone wants to go to the various studios, where can they go to for information on how to find the studios who are participating?
You can go online to www.arttourdrive.org, or you can pick up a brochure at the various venues. They should be available at Chris's Gallery, Infinity Gallery, the Schweitzer Artist Studio Gallery, where I am up on the mountain, and Artworks Gallery, as well as all the other venues on the tour.
I think they're also at some stores around town, because I picked one up maybe even outside the studio here. But I think they're really helpful the way they're divided into the three areas and color-coded, and you can use the map and then decide if you want to go to one area first. Is that the way most people do it, I would think?
Yes, yes. There's different, like, drives you can do. So, like, going around from Kokalala down Sagal Road to Garfield Bay and then back around Bottle Bay Road, you can visit Lucy West Studio, Bottle Bay Road, and I believe T are down on the Gabe Gable Studio is also around that way, and Connie Scher's Scher Haven Studio, where there's several very talented artists as well, and Comeback Bay at Birch Haven Drive. So that's like, you could do that tour in a day, and there's also places you can stop off for food or drinks along the way, and a jump in the lake even. You want to jump in at Garfield Bay. And then, of course, around town, there's several venues. And then you can go north of town. There's more venues, and out towards Hope.
It's a great way to get out and see some parts of the county you might not otherwise. It's not like a tour bus that you're jumping on and off. It's a self-guided tour.
Exactly.
So if someone has the time to do all 4 days, they could pick sections and make a great day each of the four.
Exactly. And there's great places to stop off, as I said, for food and drinks and jump in the water and play along the way.
So, Whitney, why don't you tell us a little bit? You're going to be an artist at one of the tours, or you are an artist who is at one of the tour stops.
Right. Yes. My venue is the Schweitzer Artist Studio Gallery in the Schweitzer Village. And I'll be showing largely landscape work, some older pieces, but also some newer ones. I was born and raised here in Sandpoint and had amazing teachers growing up, and I've moved other places, but I've ended up back here, and I'm mostly inspired by nature in my work, as many artists on the tour are, just different twists and different ways of perceiving nature, and I try to express that in my work. So I'm intertwining concepts of deep ecology and preservation of nature as well. And I also have some books I started doing about the Pondere Paddler. So I'll have those in there as well.
So your medium is painting. One special medium within painting, or what do you work with the most?
I work with gouache, which is like watercolor, and pen, and also oils and acrylics.
So why don't we move now to Chris. Tell us a little bit about the gallery that you're displaying at and your work.
Okay, Infinity Gallery. This is our second year, and things are going smooth. Over the last 20 months, we've shown over 70 artists locally and regionally. This is the first time for the Artist Studio Tour that my entire body of work is on display. I have a new art director, Lori Reed, and so she's been theming every month. We're still booking wine and canvas parties, and I love this town, and I'm so glad that we decided on this adventure.
So how did you get involved with the Artist Studio Tour?
You know, I met Petra last year when I first got into the art world. I did everything I could to make friends and alliances in the community, and with being that I think it's the 15th year for the Artist Studio Tour, this is, of course, just one of the best opportunities to get out there.
So is this your first year on the tour?
This is my second year.
Your second year on the tour, mm-hmm. And the second year of the gallery.
Correct.
And the gallery is located where?
214 Cedar Street between Eichardt's and McDuff's Beer Hall, across from DeLuna's.
Great location. Easy to find.
So tell us a little more about what you're transforming it into for the Artist Studio Tour. How it'll be different for the upcoming two weekends?
You know, I'm primarily acrylic on canvas, mixed media on canvas. I've, over the last couple years, I've shown a little bit of my artwork. I've mixed it in. This is the first time that you get to see everything. So there's some interesting work there, and we're always growing too. We're getting into digital photography, digital artwork, and this is just a great opportunity.
I know some of the studio stops feature more than one artist. Will there be other artists featured during this time?
I have a sneak peek of Lori Reed, but other than that, I'm the only featured artist.
So this will really focus in on you. You must be excited.
I am. I was nervous at first, but I'm growing into it.
How's the gallery going in general? I know a lot of people I walk by on any given nights, and there's often events going on.
Yeah, it's sometimes I think it's the talk of the town. We have seating for up to 25 people to come in and do wine and canvas parties. We are hosting smaller parties and bachelorette parties. You know, it sounds like we have some couples therapy classes coming up, and it's just a great spot to go in and you kind of disappear from everything, and you get to paint and just kind of hang out and paint.
Yeah. Some people do programs like that as team building too, like a small office. Do they ever do that, or is it mainly?
Yeah, certainly. And it's things? You know, it's become an event space. All you have to do is go to infinitygallery.com, and you can rent the space for whatever you need, whatever class. I've had family sessions, you know, just any opportunity to sit down and be creative.
Do you vary the artist who is leading the class, or is it usually you?
It's myself or my art director, Lori Reed. I have had some guest artists step in.
It's really a community, the arts community here, and how it integrates together and how it integrates with the rest of the Sandpoint in the area. It's an amazing thing. And I think this Artist Studio Tour represents some of the best of that community.
Yeah, I agree. This is just a great opportunity.
Wonderful. So we also have in the studio with us T. Kurtz from the Gabe Gable Studio.
That is correct, yes.
Tell us a little bit about the studio and about the work you will have there.
Well, I'm a pastelist, and I've started drawing in pastel about 5 years ago. But my mother, Gabe Gable, is a bronze sculptor, and she's been sculpting in metal now for about 40 years. It's cast bronze, so she actually sculpts in clay and oil clay. But she's very accomplished, incredibly well-known internationally and nationally. And so she's graciously been including me in her art show travels in the last 4 years. And we're really excited. Unfortunately, I got a little expansive with my work. And so I have to set up my studio in my house. And she's setting up her studio. We share a driveway, so it's not that far for anybody. But it's sort of like two galleries in one at that stop. And it's been kind of an adventure getting the house ready to turn it into a studio. But it's been fun, too, and I'm really excited about it.
And so what's the location for your studio?
It's at the end of Beers Humbert Road. It's actually only a mile and a half off of Highway 95. It's real easy to find. Right north of Lake Kokalala, just before you hit Duford Road. There's a lot of people who know where Duford is because the refuse. Anyway.
Around Lake.
Yes, in Round Lake. But ultimately, it's a right turn as you're heading north on Highway 95 from Westman Road. And you go all the way to the end, and that's where we're at. We're tucked back. We're isolated. We have beautiful meadows. My mother's been working on her gardens now for close to 20 years, and it's a sculpture in of itself. So it's going to be a wonderful stop for anybody who wants to just swing in and relax. She's got a wonderful deck to sit on. So you can come and see my stuff and then go up to Mom's and pet the dogs if you'd like, or tell the dogs no. But yeah, just relax and see her work and then, you know, travel on your way to the rest of the tour.
And that's one of the wonderful things about the artist studio tours. You can go to some classic favorites like the Studio Schweitzer, some new places that people might not somehow yet have walked into, like Infinity, but also the studios that are out in other parts of the county that aren't usually open. So you get to see the artist in their studio and how they're living.
Well, and I think a lot of artists, as they live and exist in a spot, they tend to sculpt it or create their serenity around them. And I for one, I've been to Connie Scher's private studio. It's beautiful. She's got some sculptures of her sons decorating her property. They're amazing. She's got this poppy that I think is, 10 feet high that mm-hmm. he did. And her husband has completely rebuilt her studio, so it has this beautiful skylight. And so you go to these places where these artists have been living for years and working on their spaces, and it's amazing.
So if you're just tuning in, this is 88.5 KRFY, listener-supported radio for North Idaho, and we're talking with folks from the Artist Studio Tour. In the studio right now, we have with us Whitney Palmer, Chris Dills, and T. Kurtz. After a short bit, we'll take a break and have a new wave of artists coming in. I think one of the things that it would be helpful for the folks to get out of this is a sense of why the artists choose to participate.
We don't have to leave our studios. That's why we participate. Yeah. I actually have been on the road now for about 4 months, and this is the first 3 weeks I have been able to be home. So, we're opening up our homes to people and bringing them in. And, yeah, some of us have to scrape the top layer of dirt off, but ultimately, it's our creative spot, and we don't have to go anywhere.
So it's a great way to get people to see your art and visit you, and you don't have to move around like you do for art shows around the country.
Yeah, set up and tear down is a bit of a bugger.
One thing I love is the variety of art, number one. And number two, as Phil said, driving around, going to people's studios and seeing where they work and meeting the artists. It's really an up-close and personal way to meet.
Yes. I think you get a better feel for the artist when you're able to actually visit their studio. And some of us are showing in galleries, but there's really nothing like being in a creative space where an artist is creating their work. It's just something really powerful about it, and you really get a feel for what they're about and what their message is. We all have this calling to be artists, and we want people to view our work. It's not about selling. It's about sharing, you know, what it is we want to express that's beyond words, you know.
So Whitney, will you be doing some of the plein air art live while people are out there?
I have been doing more plein air work, field painting, yes. And that also captures more of that essence of place. I was taught in school that you shouldn't work from a photograph, and I have done a lot of landscape painting and paintings from photograph, but it's hard to work in the field because you're in the elements and the light is changing, the weather's changing, you have to be quick. And I really enjoy working in the field because it makes me work quicker, and it makes me capture more of that feeling of a place, I think, and the light and what the camera cannot capture. You, no matter how good of a camera you have, it doesn't quite get what your naked eye does. So,
Chris, do we get a behind the scenes sneak peek at your process at Affini?
You know, I thought about this, and most of my work is about relationships with people, places, and things. I get into some graphic design. I try to avoid natural things. I mean, I've been known to do some landscapes, but I really just want to have an impacting piece that makes you think and kind of changes your perception.
Well, Chris, you're more of a true dynamic abstract artist, very modern and amazing. I mean, you have an amazing style.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'll try
to... He's also a dynamic person.
I'm going to try to dig on that this year. I'll work on that.
So even right here, we have this mini amalgam of several different styles that if you go out to all of the stops on the tour, you're going to see just a wonderful array, a palette, if you will, different styles.
It is. It's been great. It's a great community. I love the friends that I've made and just keep making more. And it's just a great spot.
Great. Well, we're going to take a short music break here, and then we're going to come back and talk a little about the history of the tour with Petya and a couple of more artists. For right now, we're going to go with a song about art called Vincent. It'll be familiar to a lot of folks.
You're a star.
Don McLean with his song Vincent, an homage to Vincent Van Gogh. And we're back in the studio talking with folks about the Artist Studio Tour. This is 88.5 KRFY in Pondre. And we've got a pretty full suite here. We're going to learn a little bit more about the history of the tour from Petya. We also have Lucy West, one of the artists on the tour. And we've got a very special stop at the Panhandle Animal Shelter we're going to delve into. But let's start first a little bit with the history of the tour from Petya Scheel. Tell us how it all got started.
Well, it got started with several artists here in Sandpoint 16 years ago. And they decided to open their studios to the public. And just, you know, to let the people in Sandpoint come out and take a look at what they do. And I've been with the tour for 14 years. And our positions are voluntary. We do this on a voluntary basis because we support the arts, we love the arts, and we think it's important to Sandpoint.
So did it start out like one weekend, kind of like the festival was 1 or 2 days, and now we're...
It started out one weekend. Six. I believe it was in June. And we changed that because the festival was here. And I don't, you know, my background is marketing. And so I wanted to make sure there were people in town and had that venue so that they can look. We have signage up, and it's grown over the years to, you know, actually we had almost, 20 studios, I believe, last year, which was too many. Mm-hmm. People could not get around in a 2-week period, and it's only on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So there were some complaints on our website on, you know, can't you extend it? Mm-hmm. And the artist really is very, very difficult for them to have all the artwork ready, to have their studios ready for the public to come out. It's all free, and it's a self-guided tour.
So, yeah, I think it's really nice. I was looking at the map, and like the Sagal map, everything's east of the road. So yep. Some years you've had to drive farther distances. So I think it's be easy for people to get to, you know, one group, all the places in Sagal, all the places in Sandpoint.
Well, in a way, it's a little sad because the ones that were on the other side were, you know, are very good artists who probably might come back on next year. So we'll have to just, you know, unfortunately, you know, when you open up studios like that, and Lucy can tell you because she has a new studio that we're all excited about because it's up on the mountain where she belongs.
So now you mentioned Fridays, but the artist studio tour this year is only Saturday and Sunday. Is that right?
No,
or is it Friday
it's Friday
also?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. So tell us about the hours each of those days.
The hours are 10 to 4.
Okay.
And we did that because we put 4 o'clock in because at the first weekend you have the festival. And a lot of people are going to the festival. But if you're there at 4 o'clock, the artist will stay open to be, you know, with the, you know, the public who comes out to their studio. Okay. So don't be afraid if you get there at 4 that they're going to close. They will not do that. That's why we didn't put down 5, because it gave them that 1 hour.
And so if somebody missed the start of the show, if they're just tuning in, how can they find out more information about the stops?
They can get onto our website, which is arttourdrive.org. They can pick up a brochure in a lot of the downtown locations. And we also have a Facebook page called Artist Studio Tour of North Idaho, which every day is being updated right now with 4 of the pages out of the book.
Yeah, the brochure is absolutely gorgeous, and it's really helpful. So,
thank you.
It's really nice, something to pick up. You can take it with you, go all around and see what art you're going to be seeing. And you can buy there, too.
Yes.
You spend a lot of money at certain places.
Well, directly from the artist, which is much, you know, different than when you're at the studio. We do have our studio at Schweitzer that all of the artists who participate on the tour have their work shown there. So you can go up there. And we also have an artist, 2 artists this year, who are going to use that as their studio. So you can come up and see their work.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about that stop. That's the one you're hosting.
Which one?
The Schweitzer.
Schweitzer Mountain Resort.
Right. That's what you just said.
The gallery there. Well, the gallery's been up there. Schweitzer Mount, Schweitzer gives us the space. We pay very little for that space because they want some, you know, a venue up there that their, you know, clients can purchase artwork from the area. And that's all it is. It's all artwork from the studio tour artists.
Mm-hmm. And so the artist you're featuring up there, we heard from Whitney earlier, is one of them. Who's the other artist?
Carolyn Beckwith, and she's a jeweler.
Very
but
nice.
Then you'll have little, you know, pieces of the other artist up there that you can see so that, you know, that would be a good one to go to and then see some of the art and then go to the studios of the artists that are participating.
Yeah, so that's a great sample of how to approach it. Are there any other tips for first-time tour people? Where should they start?
Well, the way to get started is get a brochure and then look at the pictures in it. And then read what the artist has to say and make your decision on where you would like to go. But, you know, all of the artists are so good. It's really, you know, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard making a decision where to go and have the time to do it all.
So many stops. And so there's 18 stops on this year?
17.
17. And how many artists does that?
29.
29 artists. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, we don't have all of them in the studio with us today, but we do have a few. Let's turn to Lucy West and hear a little bit about the stop that you have.
Yes, I'm off of Bottle Bay. If you're familiar with Bottle Bay, there's a point called Contest Point that back in the day, that's where they would race from Sandpoint to the point in boats. But I'm on a ridge above Contest Point, and the view is remarkable. I can see from Schweitzer over to Scotchman Peaks. And the night sky, I'm an amateur astronomer, so the night sky is absolutely stunning for someone like me. And what I see up there winds up in my paintings.
So tell us a little about your work, what kind of medium your paintings are.
It would be described as space art. It's astronomical pieces and planetary science-based pieces. People that work for NASA collect my work, and they'll use it in their presentations or in their offices, or we might work together corresponding on, you know, ideas to maybe promote a new mission, or I'll use their data to do my own art because I love it, and it's really exciting.
So the tour will end the day before the eclipse. Are you planning on a lot of artwork the next day for next year?
I'm glad you brought that up. Listen up, Sandpoint. I am going to go see that eclipse. So the last day of the tour, I'm going to close. So on the 20th, I won't be there because I'm leaving. It takes 8 hours to get down to the point where I can see it. And from that, I hope, I've never seen a total eclipse, and from what I hear, it's life-changing. It's nothing like a partial. And I know that that's going to inspire some unique pieces from me. Yeah.
So tell us about what you're taking to your eclipse viewing. A lot of people are going with their goggles and perhaps a telescope, but tell us what you're taking along.
This is the way I'm going to experience it. I've got my protective eyewear. I was going to set up my camera and try to, you know, gain reference from it, but I'm actually going to a workshop where there's other space artists. There's about 30 of us joining. And it's they're all going to have their cameras, and we're all good buddies, and so I know that they're going to let me use their photographs if I need them. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to sit back and watch and take it in, experience it, and then take all of that information and share it in my artwork for people that may didn't get to see it.
Well, if you're just tuning in, this is 88.5 KRFY FM in Ponderay, and we're talking with folks from the Artist Studio Tour this morning. We're listening about some of the history as well as some of the stops, and we want to turn our attention now to the Panhandle Animal Shelter, where we have an artist in resident along with Mandy Evans from the shelter. Mandy, good morning.
Good morning.
So everybody in town probably knows about the shelter unless they're brand new, but for those brand new people, tell us just a little bit about where it is and what the shelter does.
The Panhandle Animal Shelter is located at 870 Kootenai Cutoff Road, so pretty close to Walmart. I think Walmart's kind of hard to miss. And we are the local animal welfare organization assisting over 1,600 dogs and cats in our facility and helping approximately 3,000 community members take care of their pets.
And so tell us about how the animal shelter has gotten involved with the Artist Studio Tour.
Well, we feel really lucky that we received the phone call asking if we would be the benefactor from the Artist Studio Tour. And it's really, for us, an honor to be involved with such wonderful people that I think represent Sandpoint in a really unique and special way. And the idea that we can play a role in helping these artists sell their artwork and get Sandpoint into the homes of many people that are even visiting, I think it's a pretty cool opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And so what would be featured at the shelter this
So tour? We are actually a stop as well on the tour because Mary Levy, who has been on at the shelter, the longest standing employee that we have right now, over 10 years, has been working our front desk. So a lot of people out there have probably interacted with Mary, maybe don't know that she is a fantastic artist, and she is going to be featuring her artwork at the shelter during the studio tour.
Good morning, Mary. Tell us a little bit about your artwork and what people can expect if they come by the shelter.
Well, what they can expect is exactly what Mandy was talking about. I paint animals. I have a good time painting animals. It's a perfect world for me. And so my art actually hangs in the shelter. And I teach in the shelter, teach art. So it's a happy dance. I'm exactly where I need to be all the time.
Mm-hmm. You know. So are these animal portraits then?
Some of them are animal portraits. I have all kinds of animals. Actually, I'm working on a two-legged animal right now. Her name is Frida. She was married to Diego Rivera, and I'm doing a very large mm-hmm. portrait of her. And I will be doing that during the show, a demonstration. So, yep. Any kind of animal will work.
So human animals as well as dogs
you
and cats.
You bet your girlfriend. Yeah.
As dogs and cats. I just want to follow up on something Mandy said, that you are going to be the beneficiary of some proceeds. And so I did notice that in other years, you always pick a charity. Petra, can you tell us about how you pick the charity or and how does each artist contribute a certain percentage?
Well, what we decided to do several years ago, and I don't know why we hadn't done it before, is to have the artist each participate in a charity by giving a percentage of their sales during the tour to that charity. And we chose the animal shelter, which we should have done a long time ago because we've helped with the animal shelter over the years, individually. And I think almost every artist has an animal that they've adopted. In fact, Lucy is saying yes, and so is Mary. So it just made sense with Mary being there and having, you know, being part of the tour to use that as the venue and then to support the animal shelter. Because, you know, we're a community that we need to stick together.
Do each of the galleries choose a benefactor like that, or is that the benefactor
for everybody? No, everyone contributes to the animal shelter. They all do it individually because the Artist Studio Tour is a collection of artists that band together once a year. We don't have an organization that has meetings. We have one meeting a year. We have the tour one year, and they work all year to be able to, you know, be ready for it. Because it takes a lot to paint or to sculpt or to do jewelry or, you know, what their, you know, venue is when it comes to the art.
So do you start soliciting, maybe that's not the best word, artists for next year's tour, like in September, or how does that process work?
Well, what I, you know, first of all, when I started, there were artists that were on the tour, and then I just, you know, I went out and I solicited, I tried to, you know, get artists that were different. You know, it's not that everyone has to be an absolutely fantastic artist. We have a lot of young artists, we have older artists. We have, you know, ones that are nationally well known. We have some that are only known here. And we have some who are only known to their families. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. You know, we try to make it fun. One year we had an artist whose husband made birdhouses for Birds Unlimited. And so she said, would it be okay if my husband, you know, has the birdhouses? And I said, absolutely. He wasn't in the brochure because the artists do pay for the brochure and the advertising. But when the men would come out there who were not interested in her art, they had the best time in the barn with her husband looking at the birdhouses. So we do that type of thing. You know, we try to make it so that everyone has a good time when they go out.
So do people make an application? I guess that's what I was getting at. Like,
no.
You know, by this date, you get all your applications in. The vendors, too, and the support people you have are amazing. The food and the other... underwriters or advertisers are very good.
What I do is I try to get, before I leave here, you know, at the end of the tour, I try to see who's, you know, sign up, the people who are going to be on it. And then I take a look at it and I see who else do we have in the community. And I do check with Pondere Art Council. They've been very helpful in getting people, you know, who might be a good fit for us. Because we're not, you know, a group that's, you know, we stick together because all the artists now know each other. But some come, some go, we add others. And so, I don't know, we've never had a problem. And the people who've, you know, who've actually contributed as our sponsors have been with us for almost 10 years, 14 years.
And
we appreciate them and they're wonderful organizations.
And who are some of those sponsors?
Pardon?
Who are some of those sponsors?
Well, we have Baxter's, which is has been on a sponsor for several years. And he's, the owner, Rich Curtis, has sponsored the Artist Studio Tour as a realtor as well. So when he opened a restaurant, that made sense. Schweitzer Mountain Resort, On the Lake B&B, which is an unbelievable bed and breakfast that caters to whatever you want for breakfast. Which includes, you know, whatever. I mean, it's just amazing. They fly food in, you know, from specialty places in New York. And so they're fun. Trinity, of course, you know, is always there. 41 South. And then Preferred Pastries, which is one of the artist husbands who started that. And if anyone's had the pastries, they actually search for him. I've had several inquiries on our website, not the Artist Studio Tour, but we noticed that, you know, Preferred Pastries was on there before we had it actually in the publication. They didn't know where it was going to be located because it's actually in a truck. He, you know, moves around.
So it's actually art in itself.
Yes, it is, absolutely. Art for the stomach, right?
So I'd like to go back to the Panhandle Animal Shelter and the animal portraits for a moment or two here. And I'm intrigued by that. Are the animals in the shelter, I assume, are often the subject matter being painted? Or
there's a very large painting behind the front desk that has several. Actually, it's in the brochure. And that was made specifically for the shelter. And these were characters out of the shelter. The little selfie on top is a blind chihuahua. and the rest are just characters that showed up. They represent all the dogs that come in.
Now, if we have, and we do, several alumni of the shelter, could we bring them back and have you paint their portrait?
In a heartbeat.
So you would do commission work?
Yes, I do. Yeah. It's a thrill. I work from photographs on that.
I'd love to hear one of your favorite anecdotes about doing this for the shelter or at the shelter.
My favorite anecdote.
Yeah. Any good stories?
It keeps me off the streets.
How do you keep the animal quiet?
That's why we use photographs. Yeah.
Can I interject?
Yes.
Okay, because Mary is, being slightly shy about being on the radio today. Mary's work that's there right now, she has a beautiful moose portrait. She also has this really cool, it's oval, and it's of a white rhino that I guess are extinct, right? These great raven pictures, just an array of really outstanding paintings that are in our hallways right now that you can come see. The shelter is open from Tuesday through Sunday, noon to 5:30 Sunday. We close at 4:30. And also you're able to access the hall art through the thrift store that is open 7 days a week. But you can just come by and take a look even before the tour is open.
So if you come and you really like one of Mary's paintings and you buy it, does it come along with a dog or a cat?
Sure. Absolutely. I would be happy to...
a package deal.
Yes, provide a cat with every portrait that you purchase.
Yeah. Special on cats this month.
Yes, cats are... we have a lot of cats. We'll bring out about 60 kittens a week for adoption. So yes, spaying and neutering, it's important.
So Petcha, Whitney, we have a lot of artists with us today, but I know there's a lot of artists who couldn't make it to the studio or fit in the small room. Tell us about some of the other stops on the tour that we're not hearing about here.
Sure. We have some artists in Hope. And I'm not familiar with all of their work. I'm familiar with some of the artists at the Connie Schur Gallery. Larry Clark, he's been an outstanding ceramicist for years. He's the former head of the department at NIC. So he's at the Connie Schur Studio. And then Pauline Ellie, she does beautiful jewelry and felting. She'll be there as well. And Connie Schur's work is also just outstanding. She also does plein air work of landscapes and some wildlife, too. And then we have Vicki Edwards at the Art Place in town. She just started up the Art Place recently, and there are other artists in there as well, and they're doing classes and all kinds of workshops, and she does fabric art. Then let's see. Oh, the Perception Studio with Barbara Field. She does landscape paintings as well, and she's going to be down in Garfield Bay. Petcha, do you have any... You're more familiar than I am.
And Mary Trio, she wanted to be here, wasn't able to attend, but she's a photographer here in town at the Red Chair Studio and does, you know, wedding portraits, and she does her own artwork as well. Then there's also Rob Payne, who has been with us for 14 years, and he's a woodworker. Mm-hmm. And he does cabinets. He does just some beautiful, beautiful work. And each year he comes up with something new. Everything he does is recycled wood. Everything.
Are there any artists who have been on the tour all 16 years?
Yes, Barbara Yannis. She wins the prize for that because she is one of the original
artists. And she has some wonderful artwork, too.
Yes, yeah. She is. And it's beautiful going up to her place in Hope because you look out over the water. She has beautiful gardens. And her artwork, of course, is absolutely phenomenal. And this year she has a new artist with her, Alice Beckwith. I'm sorry, Alice Beckstrom. who works in glass. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be fun.
So is the Art Place a new studio in town? Or has that been there and I just
No, it's brand
know.
New. The Art Place is brand new. And the idea behind it is a place to have classes, you know, art classes, and also to have artists who don't have a studio at home to be able to have a studio there. So it's like a co-op, in a way, with studios.
So again, right. That's the really nice advantage is you can drive around
Absolutely.
And see new places in town, too, that are...
Absolutely.
For the Sandpointers, that's really close. It's just well, on Second south of...
Yeah, and a lot of artists, you know, move into town, and they don't have their studios yet, so they have no place to work. So this, you know, allows them to have a place to work, which is nice. And then also Patricia Barkley, she's been on the tour for as long as I've been, you know, 14 years. And she's a stained glass artist, and if you've gone to the Lutheran Church, she did that whole stained glass piece that's, what, four stories tall or whatever. She's a very accomplished stained glass artist.
It's quite a wide array from NASA-inspired art.
Right.
Next year we'll have ecliptic art to stained glass and paintings and all kinds of different mediums.
And I know Chris Dills was in here, you know, and I think he's talked a little bit. But, you know, he started Infini, which is an art gallery, because when I first moved here 14 years ago, you know, I didn't move here 14 years ago, I'm sorry, 9 years ago, there were three, art galleries downtown, and then there were none. There was just artworks. So it's nice, you know, to see us start developing again, because one of the reasons we moved here is they said it was an artist community, and we want to keep that going.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing about Sandpoint, the art and the music. Mm-hmm. But as Phil said, the variety in the show is really amazing, to have painting and all kinds of media in painting, and then the jewelry and photography and woodworking. It's quite a great way to see all the different artists in town.
Yeah. And weaving and sculpting. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we try to make it so that it's something that, you know, like I'm an art lover. I'm not an artist, but I'm an art lover. What do I want? I mean, for me to be able to go to an artist studio and watch them work, or even buy something directly from them, or have them do a commission piece for me, that's my dream. That's not a reality, you know, that's a dream. Well, we want that to be a reality.
Mm-hmm. It seems like the tour is a great portal into the town, really fulfilling its mission to become an art community.
Well, it's a gift. You know, I, you know, when I talk to the artist about being part of the tour, I always say, you know, this is a gift that you're giving your community, you know, because the people who love art, I consider it a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, we're running a little short in time. I want to make sure we've touched on all of the bases. Any final thoughts, any information that you want to share that we haven't gotten yet? Well, I'd love to go out with a
amazing
bang,
artists but, all over this town, yeah, and yeah. So please come support us and come check us out. Check out our work. We just want everyone to see it.
And we'll get to see you write the next chapter of the book.
That's right. Mysterious Pondere Paddler. It's out there.
We'll have to have you come back sometime and talk about the paddler and your books.
All right.
So, well, thank you all for coming into the studio today.
Great. Thank you.
We're going to go hang around. Joanne and I are going to talk a little bit about upcoming events, as if there was anything else going on this weekend. You'll find out more about that. For right now, we're going to listen to a little Elton John, Mona Lisa, and Mad Hatters. Oh, here we are. We're back with no music now, and we're going to talk about the upcoming events, including the KRFY Reader Board for this coming week. We've got more morning shows, don't we, Joanne?
We do, and tomorrow, that's Wednesday, August 9th, morning show hosts Chris Bessler and Susie Perez will be actually talking to Chris Bassett from the Bonner Community Housing Agency, 8 o'clock on 88.5 KRFY Community Radio. And then again on Thursday, our morning show host Jim Healy and Jack Peterson will be talking to John Royans. He is the host of the newly locally produced show on KRFY, Jazz Over Sandpoint. I know he's really spent a lot of time and wanted to do a jazz show, and here it is. So that's it. He'll be talking about it Thursday at 8 a.m., and the show is at 8 p.m. every Sunday night.
And next week on the Tuesday morning show, we've got a program on the Bonner County Recycling Program. now single stream recycling. It's actually a big thing for those who have lived here a while. Bob Howard, who's director of the Bonner County Waste Management, is going to come in and talk about that program with us. And back with me next Tuesday will be Julie. Joanne, we'll have to have you back in for a stint sometime in the future.
That'd be great.
We also have a lot of stuff happening in town this week. For those who are fair aficionados, the Bonner County Fair is beginning today and running through Saturday from late morning, I think 10 a.m. till about 8 p.m. at night. Lots of activities going on out at the fair. And we've got the festival.
The festival, it runs from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but there's an extra concert on Wednesday night featuring the Charlie Packard Memorial. All talent from all over Sandpoint and some nationally famous like the Shook Twins. It also features Bridges Home, John Craigie, a whole huge list of people associated with Sandpoint. So I hope you come out on Wednesday to the same festival grounds. Tickets are $20, and you can purchase them online at festival@sandpoint.com.
Yeah, that's a new special event this year. It should be a whole lot of fun. If you've got some local favorite artists, they're sure to be on the lineup, and it's for a good cause and in a great venue.
It's beautiful over there. And then on Thursday night, we'll have the Head and the Heart, along with the Beer Festival. Friday night's the Wailers, and Saturday is George Thorogood.
And, of course, all this weekend, we've got the Artist Studio Tour. We had a little glimpse of that during the show this morning. And if you have been on the Artist Studio Tour before, you know what the magic's all about. If you haven't, you owe it to yourself to go. This is the, it says 13th annual up here, but I believe she said this was the 16th year. Anyway, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this coming weekend, and the following. Lots of great stops. You can find out more at arttourdrive.org, or you can pick up one of the brochures around town, which is a great way to go at planning your trip, as there's so many different areas you could focus in on one each day and have a wonderful time.
And actually, the brochure is nice because it's divided into the three areas of town with a map. So you can go south of Sandpoint, and then you can do Sandpoint itself, and then you can go north and over to Hope. You can do three different days or see how much you can get in one or two days.
Mm-hmm. And this weekend is the POAC Art and Craft Fair.
There's always a huge arts and crafts fair down at City Beach. It's the Pendere Art Council's popular 45th annual Arts and Crafts Fair. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. There are food booths, food vendors, art booths, entertainment. Just a huge, lovely, lovely time to be right there at City Beach.
You know it's August when we've got the Bonner County Fair. You've got the Music Festival, the Arts and Crafts Fair, and the Artist Studio Tour all going on the same weekend.
So you know Sandpoint is a great place for art and music.
Mm-hmm. So we've got the eclipse coming up, which we've talked about, and a lot of people getting ready for that. I believe there's been events going on. You can check out things at the library. They have glasses, eclipse viewing glasses. We heard from an artist who's going to be going and giving an artist rendition of that. A great way would be to go to her studio and find out more about how her take is on the eclipse. The festival continues next weekend, or this weekend, with the grand finale night. Always a lot of fun if you haven't checked that out, the Spokane Symphony Under the Stars with fireworks and the regional wine tasting. And we've just had a fun-filled morning here with lots going on.
We sure did, Phil. And I really enjoyed being here.
I want to thank you for joining me, Joanne. And as always, you can listen to us next week if you're out of town at krfy.org. Live streaming. You can listen to a podcast of the show later on. We'll have that up available on the website so you can hear more about that and any of the other interviews we do. Or tune in each and every Tuesday morning to the Tuesday morning show at 88.5 KRFY or for the Wednesday or Thursday morning shows on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Anyway, we're going to go out with a little Shamikia Copeland.